Blog Talk Radio.
Today is January 23rd, and my guest today is Marcia Shulman. She's a returning guest from WGDM Radio, Messages of Light. I'm happy to have her on. Marcia is an angel card reader, a shaman, and she works with our chakras. And she was doing some, she does part-time like investigations on people, private investigator, but she's kind of like more into the healing work now and the shamanism work. It's really fun. So I'm really excited that I have her on today. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can call and ask one question per caller. We're taking calls the second half of the show. Some of our announcements, I would like to advertise this really cool coffee that is made with matcha, and it really doesn't give you the jitters and it makes you feel good. It's a superfood coffee. You can check it out at javazen.co. It's really cool, and I'd like to make an advertisement about Stages Wellness Holistic Center. There's lots of things we do there, from acupuncture to chiropractic, nutrition and essential oils, Reiki and tarot, psychic medium readings, animal communication, gemstones, and organite, spiritual coaching, and much, much more. It's a great center located in Belleville, Illinois. You can check out their website at stageswellness.net. And it's in Belleville. It's 325 East Main Street. It's pretty cool. We even have a lady that does past life regression sessions. So if you're in the area or want to give them a call, check them out. They're really cool. And if you are enjoying today's program, you can donate to WGGM Radio by going to starwaya@hotmail.com and going to PayPal. So with that in mind, I'm going to bring my guest on, who has been really cool, and we just met and had an interesting time. Welcome to the show, Marcia. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Amanda. I'm so happy to be back on the show. It's been a while, you know, since the show's been up and running, and I am really grateful that you asked me to be your guest today.
Well, I'm really grateful that, I don't know how many years ago this was, but It was so much fun doing that healing class with you. I had no idea I was going to stay at your house. That was just a really fun experience, wasn't it?
Yes, and I'll never forget the apprehension I had, only because I had never met you before, and when I was asked if I could, you know, have you as my guest to stay over at my place, I readily said sure, but, you know, since I had never met you, I didn't know what to expect. And I'll never forget driving to the airport and looking for somebody that I had no idea what they looked like, but I think I had messaged you and said, please describe what you're wearing and what you look like so I'd know it was you. And that was just the start of a beautiful friendship. And I'm so happy to have you.
Oh, my gosh. We're just wonderful friends. And I'm so excited to have you as my friend. And we had a wonderful time. You know, I'm still laughing about the airport because I had this... I still have stuff, and I mean, people would laugh at me, especially Siobhan. She'd laugh at me too. She was laughing at me this morning. She's like, "How many rocks do you have again?" I took my suitcase in the airport, and I had all my big. These weren't these little stones that I'm carrying now. They were giants. They're like, "What do you have in here?" And yes. So my suitcase was really heavy. So I had all my essential oils. And now I've added more. I have essential oils plus rocks. You know, now they're little, but I still have stuff. Now I have singing bowls. Next thing we're going to add the cat. Isn't that lovely?
Well, the funny thing is when I did call you as I was on my way to the airport, I said, you know, please describe what you got on. You said, "I have lots of layers of necklaces." I said, "And I'm supposed to be able to see that?" But the truth of the matter was that I did see it because you had all these big rock necklaces on.
Well, Siobhan's like, "Isn't that too heavy? You need to lighten your load." So now what I've got going on, Marcia, and I'll just tell you, it's really funny. These poor people that helped me out, they wouldn't dare touch my purse because they've gone from the suitcase to the purse, and they're like, "What do you have in here?" And I'm going, "Oh, no. We have rocks in my purse now."
Oh, gosh.
And yes, I do still have necklaces on, but it's not as heavy. I'm going to solve how to fix my, I have these really pretty stones on one chain, and it's really heavy, so it's not a good idea to wear it. You know, these body workers obviously know because they're like, "Oh, no, you can't do that either." And since Siobhan has been a past body worker, she's like, "Oh, no, we're not doing that either."
Well, I will have to say that your rock collection is beautiful. But when I
Thank
went
you.
To lift your suitcase to put it in the back of my van, it was a little bit heavy for sure.
Well, the wonderful person who picked me up and brought me to St. Louis, she's like, "Wow, what do you have in your purse?" So I'm getting better.
Oh, good.
But it's still kind of heavy. At least the medicine feathers aren't heavy because they're very light, you know. But the singing bowls aren't really that heavy either, so that's nice. Marcia, I saw that you are writing a book. That's really interesting.
Yes, that's sort of gotten off track and put it on the back burner. And I've seen, you know, this is my story, quote unquote, but I never seem to have enough time. You know, that seems to be a lot of people's issue. But I give in to that and I, you know, schedule things with friends and do anything, you know, unimportant in the scheme of things, other than sit down and write my book. I mean, I've got several chapters done, and I just need to commit to doing it, commit to the time, because I know what I want to write, and unless I get it down on paper, nobody else, or on the typewriter, nobody else is going to know what I have to say, right? So that's
right.
You know, this is at the start of a new year, time to recommit to those things that someone, you know, such as myself, want to accomplish. And so that's, thank you. I put that at the top of my list just now of things to do.
Well, now, we took some really cool healing classes, and didn't I hear you write that you're doing some kind of presentations or seminars?
I've done several presentations over the past 2 years on Zoom to synagogue groups. And, you know, when I lived in the Miami area, I had also done a few presentations. So in writing my book, I have access to what I've written and presented before, so it shouldn't be too difficult for me to have material to write about, because I've got it in my head and in these other presentations. I just need to sit down and do it. But yes, I love to talk about angels, about the angels, and the benefits that, you know, people, but everyday people, whether they've got any specific gifts in the angelic realm or not, how they would also benefit from communicating, not even working with them mm-hmm. specifically, but communicating with the angels, because they want to help us.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Marcia, do you see them? Do you actually see angels? Do you feel angels? I know you hear angels. What exactly?
Sometimes I hear them. I sometimes feel their presence. And that is, to me, a little more, you know, I stand up straighter when I realize, oh, my gosh, you know, I've seen of, you know, visions of them. But I think the strongest way I get their messages is it's like a knowing that comes into me when I'm working with someone, when they ask me something, you know, well, what do you see about such and such? And it's just a knowing. It's like I don't have to even really contemplate the answer. It's just right there in my head. It's instantaneous most of the time that someone, you know, that something outside myself puts it in my head. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just a knowing. Yeah.
Wow. You know, when I was little, I actually saw them, and I couldn't get anybody to believe me. It was really hard, because being a kid who tells the truth, you know, oh, no, shut up, you need to be silent. I was kind of like, I know these things are real. You know, they took up a whole room. I mean, they were so big.
Wow. Yeah. When the few times I've actually seen them, they are big. And it's not, for me, it's not a specific, it's not a human form necessarily, but it's like a big blob of color in the shape that's dense, you know, there's density to the shape, and it sets me back, you know, makes me lean back on my heels when I do see
mm-hmm.
it. But more times than not, it's just put into my head instantaneously.
That's me too. You know, the really interesting thing, I started with angels when I was a little kid, and I loved seeing my grandma because she looked just like you and I, except she'd sit next to me and she'd be there. She crossed over. And I would go, wow, you're sitting next to me and these people can't see you. So I'm just supposed to pretend that you're on vacation and I can see you, but the other people can't. Then I started seeing other people. And that was cool. I thought, wow, that's not an angel, but that's really neat. And I saw God in the sky, you know, the different formations in the sky. I thought that was pretty neat.
That is. The one thing, I've had several instances that stand out in my being alerted or woken up by an angel. And I think I may have told a story some time ago when I was on your show, but the one that stands out for me is I was in a conference at a ballroom, in a ballroom of a hotel. This was out in California. There must have been maybe 300 people in the room, and we were all sitting at tables, and everyone at the table was facing the front of the room. Well, I was tired. I hadn't gotten a lot of sleep the night before because this was, I think, the second or third day of the conference. And I dozed off. I just couldn't stay awake any longer. And all of a sudden, I heard, Marsha, and I was awake. And I'm looking around me at my table to see who called my name. And everybody's still facing front. They're not, paying attention to me. So when we broke for lunch, I asked a few people around me, did you yell out my name? Did you see I was falling asleep and yell out my name? And they said, no, we didn't even notice you. And so I know it had to have been an angel that woke me up, pay attention, for the in this conference.
Wow.
So, but it was so loud. At least in my ears, it was loud. It got my attention to wake me up. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Something that really happened to me that was really neat when I was little, and people are like, really? That happened to you? Lots of things have happened to me that are just really quite interesting. When I was probably 5-4 years old, I was running to my swing set, and I had this puppy, and I thought it was a little boy. I could have sworn I heard a little boy say, wait for me. And I was looking around to find this little boy, and I couldn't find him for the life of me. I'm like, where's he at? I want to play with him. And I looked down, and it was my puppy, and he was saying, wait for me, I want to come too. And it's like a Dr. Doolittle moment. Of course, we didn't have Dr. Doolittle back then, so I had Mr. Ed. And what I figured out was, well, if Mr. Ed can dial the phone, the horse can dial the phone too, So ever since that experience, which was really kind of interesting, this dog watched over me for like most of my life. He crossed over at 20, came back probably years later when I got out on my own, kind of. And then he stayed with me a bit longer, then he crossed again. And, I mean, he's come back a couple of times, and it's been really fascinating for me. And ever since that, I've been able to hear animals. I hear horses, dogs, cats, birds, the wildlife, and it's just really amazing. I had a fun experience yesterday. I was in the store shopping, and it's so funny because I'm trusting, just doing everything. I'm in a natural health food store shopping, and this dog comes in, and you'll know who it is when I tell you who this person is. This wonderful greyhound. She's so wonderful. She helps me do healing a lot of times. She comes in and she says, well, let's get this stuff here, and let's let's do this and get these things. And I'm thinking, okay, are you trying to organize me? She said, I am, and I'm also going to help you do math, too, because that's what we do. And I'm thinking, okay, I have a dog that's a medicine woman that does math, and she also helps me go shopping.
Oh, wow.
This is great. So yeah. You know Lisa, right? Lisa yeah. has Ace, which he's our cowboy. He's a wonderful 15-year-old with it. And Annie is a very wise medicine woman. And she's like, we're going to keep you in your body and in line. And she's just a wonderful greyhound that just decided she wanted to help me yesterday. And I just told her, you know, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, wow.
Quite the experience.
I think animals definitely can sense that aspect of human being, you know, the fact that they see our and feel our energy and our spirit, because I've been, you know, walking again every day, and that's another story. But I walk about an hour to an hour and a half every single day, and where I walk, I like walking at this particular park. It's around a pond, mm-hmm. and there's so many beautiful birds around the park, and a lot of people walk their dogs around it as well. And you know, I'm going on my merry way, and if they're coming towards me, you know, on the path, I'll, you know, greet the owner. And if it's a, you know, a dog that seems to be interested in me, I'll bend down and I'll pet him. And it's amazing how many of the dogs, the owners will say, oh my gosh, he or he never is interested in anybody. Usually they just want to, mm-hmm. you know, find it, around the pond, but he said he really likes you. And so I think animals, and it's been proven in scientific journals that animals have a certain sense about people, and that they are, you know, they may not give a darn about some people, but others they're attracted to. And I believe it's definitely the spirit of that person that draws them in. So
yeah,
and
I think so.
Even the birds at the pond, they don't, you know, they pretty much accept me when I'm walking around the pond. They don't necessarily want to fly off or anything. And I, you know, I take pictures of them, but that's about it. And they just basically stand there waiting, you know, till I get my shot, and then they'll fly off. So
yeah. Do you, it was funny because Sunday I also had like a lot of horses telling me to keep riding music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like nonstop animals for me these past few days. I'm loving it. Just being in touch with all of the horses that I care about and all the dogs that I care about and cats too. They're all, and the wildlife too, the birds. Do you actually hear them, or I guess you feel them? You get messages from them too, right?
Sometimes I do. My daughter has three dogs, and they love me, and sometimes I do hear them say something. And they always, when I'm around, they always seem to want to be around me, you know, either sleep on the bed with me, although I generally don't allow that because it's a small bed and they're pretty, you know, big and they take up space. So I usually don't want them sleeping with me. But I feel like I have good rapport with them, and they of course remember me from visit to visit, and they're always so excited when I come to visit. So yeah,
that's nice.
One of my favorite of her dogs passed away. This was when she had had for a number of years, and he had gotten older. And I had a special bond with him. And he came to me in a dream one day, and that was a while ago, and I don't remember his message, but I wrote, I normally don't write it down, but if it happens in the middle of the night, if I don't write it down, I'll forget it. And so I quickly I had a pad next to my bed, and I quickly wrote down his message so I could give it to my daughter the next day when I talked to her. And that was really cool. But mostly I deal with live animals, not deceased ones.
Yeah, I had a really interesting experience in Fresh Thyme, which is a natural store. I think they have it in Illinois, too. But we were at one in St. Louis, and I kept seeing this gray dog that I used to communicate with. She crossed over. She, knew me from somewhere. It was really interesting. I sat in a chair, and she was under the chair. When I left, they left the chair there, and she was laying under the chair going, I want to see this person. And the girl called me, and she said, this dog will not leave the chair, she wants to see you. And so I came over again, and this was in St. Louis, and she put her in her kennel, and she's, trying to get out, just excited, and jumped in my lap. She was just wanting to see me, oh, you're here, that's good. And I thought, she knew me from somewhere. So she recently passed, and I was in the grocery store, that natural health food store in St. Louis, another one, and I got this vision of her. She just came to me, and she's trying to tell me, you're going to see somebody that I'm connected to. And I'm thinking, is that the dog walker, or is that, the person who had you before? And the girl who had her actually moved away. It's the gentleman. So I ran into the dog walker he hired, and I thought, oh, my gosh. And then she started talking about her, and I just burst into tears because I just missed her so much. It was so funny, but I just thought, wow, I'm getting a dog while I'm pushing a grocery cart saying, you're going to run into somebody. And, I thought, oh, my goodness, wow.
That's great. That really is great. Yeah, I live in a pet-free building. I chose that because I do have allergies, and I didn't want to have cats around me and be having to blow my nose all the time even though we have our separate units, air conditioning units, and it's supposedly, a closed system. I just didn't want to do anything to exacerbate my allergies. But there are some people that have, special needs to have an animal, whether they get it, whether it's through honesty or they just fake it and say that it's a support animal. But and I do notice sometimes when I walk into the lobby that sometimes there's a little bit of activity where my nose starts running or something, but by the time I get back up to my apartment, I'm okay and I don't worry about it. But and when I'm out walking, I don't notice that I react when I, pet the dogs and whatnot. As long as I don't rub my face, that I think I'm okay. I can't live in a bubble. I've talked about that before. I just feel, I have to keep living my life the way I live it and not worry about, I'm going to have allergy problems or whatever. And actually, I'm off my allergy shot. Yay. And
that's
been
good.
For
how wonderful.
6 months. So I'm doing great. Yep. And it was actually my allergist who started me walking. He said, you know, the last time I'd seen him, he says, Marcia, you're doing great. The only thing I would add to what you're doing is I want you to exercise. And I looked at him and grimaced. And he said, I'm not saying you have to lift weights. You don't have to do anything. Walk. And that's what I started doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been, as I said, walking for at least an hour a day, up to an hour and a half a day, pretty much every single day. I may miss a day here or a day there due to rain outside or whatever, but that I can't wait to see him again next month. That's my first visit since he told me to get out there and walk, and it has totally transformed my life. I lost weight. I feel the best that I've felt, you know, since I did have surgery. I didn't realize that I was having gallbladder issues, and ended up in the hospital for 4 days, and was then told I needed to have gallbladder out, which I did have out. And so even after coming home after having my gallbladder out, that was what I had to do, was get out there and walk. And so it's just become a part of my regimen. And I feel like if I miss a day, I have to get back out there the next day, because I don't want it to become something I used to do but don't do anymore.
Right, absolutely. I saw my yoga teacher she's been my yoga teacher for a long time. Her name is Suzanne Evans, and she's out of Baldwin, and she's working at a fitness center now. And I could remember telling her, no, I can't do that pose. You're crazy. And she says, I'm older than you, and I can do this pose. You can get on your shoulders and stand on your head and do this pose just like I can. And I thought she was crazy, but I recently saw her, and she really gave us a workout, too. I loved it. It was beautiful, and it really reminds you you need to move your body more.
Yes. Yeah. I tried walking with weights. You know, and that just wasn't me. I couldn't coordinate it. The weights were too heavy, I think. I don't know. I just couldn't deal with it. So I, you know, it was in some ways money down the drain, but maybe I can use them for something else. But when I walk, I just walk. I walk fast. In fact, I've had three gentlemen that I usually pass at some point in walking around the pond to usually say to me, wow, you walk fast. I said, yeah, I want to get my heart rate up and, you know, get some energy going here. So,
right.
Yeah.
Something I learned from Suzanne's husband, they're in their 80s now, who is a personal trainer, and they're still going, actually, and they look 50, not in their, you know. He told me that if you can get your heart rate going, you know, like really move your body, you're going to be really happy and healthy, and it really made a difference.
Yes, I feel it does. I mean, I know... when I set out to walk from my apartment over to the park, it's about an 8-minute walk. I'm just, you know, really hauling it. And then I don't stop. When I get to the park, I continue walking at that pace. And I generally go around about a 2-mile walk around the pond. And I go around 9 times, sometimes 10, sometimes 11, depending on how I'm, you know, how I'm feeling and whether I need to get home to do something or whatever. And the whole time I'm basically you know, walking and getting, having my heart pumping just because it makes me feel good. And that's, and what I was going to say was these guys that are saying, wow, you walk fast, they're just strolling along. They're not, you know, they're not really getting their heart rates up. They're just walking the walk. So, and I'm not saying I'm better than them. I'm just saying for me, I need to, you know, boost my heart rate. And so I'm really expending the energy. And I love it. I love being out in nature and being with the birds around and the dogs. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I do love about knowing about yoga is that Suzanne really taught me about the body, which I was really not in my body. And she is really happy now that I'm in my body. A lot of people are, because I'm like, wow, I'm in a body. I can actually live here. She taught me that being overweight, it was a protection, and that I was carrying this stuff around and to get rid of it. So I've lost a lot of weight going through this transformation. And then she would tell me, you need to watch what you eat too. You need to be careful. You need to eat live foods, like foods that are really good for you, and go organic as much as possible. Don't eat that junk. And I thought, boy, she is really at me, you know, telling me you're empathic, so anything that you feel, let it bounce off of you. And I thought, boy, she is really telling me something. And she was. It's been quite a lesson. But she came back to me and she says, look at you now. You're doing much better. You've got the, you know, the emotions and stuff, the things that you feel rolling off of you, and the animals are keeping you in line, and you're doing better, and you're doing stretches, and you're even dancing. She said, my goodness, you know, you're even moving your body around.
Yes, and that's something else. You know, from time to time, I would get excited about doing dancing. You know, I love to dance, and I would go, we have a place called the Gulfport Casino. It's not a card casino, but it's where they offer different classes. And they usually in the evening have a about a half an hour, 45 minute lesson, and then they'll have, you know, a dance. And it's generally a specific type of dance that changes, you know, the nights, depending on what day of the week it is. And so I started in the last few weeks going back to the dancing, and I just love it. I can, you know, within a certain given range, I can express myself, because most dances have, you know, specific steps. But you know, I love to dance, and I, you know, love, again, getting my heart rate up and just,
well,
fun.
You know, I'll have to go dancing now, because I've found out, you know, which the healing center, my first experience was at the healing, at an event the healing center had held. And, the two people that kind of like are there running it, the acupuncturist and chiropractic lady, Bridget, and Andrea, who does past life regression readings and all that, they had like this dance thing, and I figured out I like to dance. And since then, since then I actually went to one where I think it was this past weekend, I went to one, and I really came out of my shell, because I was singing to a song I knew. I knew the band, and I was moving my body, and these horses came through, and I'm going, oh, boy, okay, wow. And they were saying, you know, just keep going, just keep moving. And I thought, my goodness, I'm so I see animals coming to me lots of times, like Annie. She will come to me in spirit. She's very much alive and with Lisa, but she comes and talks to me all the time.
That is so cool. Very cool. And does she give you instruction, or she just wants to say hello and let you know that she's there?
Well, like I said, we went shopping the other day. She told me what kind of treats she likes, you know, hint, hint. You're going to see me really soon. I want my treats. I'm like, okay, I'll get you an egg, some treats. It's all good. Oh, and we're going to surprise Bridget with something, too. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make a list. Then she's taking me around the store, and people are like, what is she doing?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm letting an animal shop with me. Then she's saying we're going to get fresh stuff to make those wraps that you learned how to make when that guy came over. And I'm like, okay, carrots, peppers, hummus, you know, and a really healthy wrap. And she said, we're going to eat healthy and do good. You know, I've got these horses. Oh, I want to sit on the couch with you because you have carrots. And I'm going, okay, you guys are really big, so this is going to be interesting. We're going to have dogs on the couch and cats, too. It's really quite funny.
Oh, that is funny. Well, you have all your...
I do. Now I'm waiting on the penguin to knock on the door like in the Dr. Dolittle movie. You know, I'm going, okay, the next I'm going to be talking to birds. I mean, I do talk to birds and squirrels. They talk really fast. And now I'm putting together a class on how you talk to animals and you can hear them. I'm laughing going, I never thought I would be teaching a class on animals.
Oh, that's
like that.
Great.
Yeah, a friend of mine's daughter is helping me with that. So it's going to be quite fun.
I wish it was on Zoom so I could attend too.
We're working on that. I'm working up some ideas, and we're going to come up with a way to design this because I really didn't know how to coordinate it, like teach people. And then all of a sudden I just got the info to teach them and I'm going, oh, wow. And a friend of mine who's house I'm house sitting for, he got the idea first. He came up with like how I do it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to ask my friend's daughter how I can do this. And she's helping me put stuff together.
Awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, when you figure out how you can do it where I don't have to be there in person, or maybe I'll take a trip up to Missouri.
Yeah, you'll have to come to the healing center and meet all these people because I got like acupuncture needles in me and it was a surprise, you know. Oh, let's heal you now. And I'm going, what are you going to do to me? Porcupine needles. That's going to be really fun. This porcupine showed up in my visions, like while I was laying there, and between him and the eagles, we had quite a time. It was funny.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you're back on the air. I just can't tell you. It made life seem kind of empty, not having your show to look forward to.
Oh, thank you. Well,
yeah.
It does. I was very sick for a long time, and I had lots of horses and dogs, Lisa's dogs, you know, and some wonderful healers and helpers. I just can't thank these people enough. There's so many of them that, you know, I didn't think it was going to happen. And when the lady pulled up in the driveway and came and got me, I thought, oh, my goodness, here we go. It's real. It's going to happen.
That's great. Well, I'm glad that you're back on the air and your show lights up so many people's lives because it's doing a service and, you know, no matter who your guest is, it's, you know, it's a great show. And I thank you for having me on.
Well, you're totally welcome, you know, and you, with your healing that you do, the distance to chakra healings, which I love doing also, I use a teddy bear, well, he's a wolf, and I use energy work and distance healing, frequency healing. I love the fact that you do that, and you do work with the angels, work with readings, and you've just been spot on from what I understand. You've had lots of people come to you for advice and help, and that's just huge.
Thank you. I love, you know, that's part of who I am. I love helping people, and I get as much out of it as I think I'm giving. So, yeah, it's important.
Yeah, so now so, you do distance healing and readings, and people can get in touch with you at marcia.shulman@gmail.com, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yeah,
so is there any other way they can? Sorry, Marcia, go ahead.
You can give my phone number if you like. It's 305-331-9898. But I suggest that they text me and let me know who it is, because, you know, and why they're texting me, because before they try to call me, because I do have a scanning system or something that's not the word I'm looking for, but I have a system on my
caller
phone. It's more than caller ID. It's a system I pay for that screens in some way out junk calls. So I get very few, you know, scammers calling and stuff like that. So they go by the people who are in my phone directory. Those people, those numbers, they'll accept readily, but they won't accept, you know, calls that appear to be scams or something like that. And if it's a call from somebody that's not in my directory, they'll sometimes come on and ask, you know, for identification, and then they'll call me and say, you know, let me know so-and-so wants to talk to you about a healing or whatever, card reading. So, you know, I do that for my own protection, because I was getting so many scam calls.
Wow. I understand totally. So you work with angel cards and angels, and you get messages, and you do distance healing. Is there anything else I'm leaving out that you do?
I also communicate in some ways through, you know, with animals, and I can get what they're saying, but that's not my forte particularly. But it's the I don't have to use the cards to communicate with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to use the cards only because it taps me in or gives me an indication of, you know, what's important for this particular individual.
You know, I think it was you that, sorry, I interrupted again. I think it was you and I that took the card class and we learned to read the picture. I don't know, I just found that more effective for me, that looking at the artwork and getting your intuition, that's how I play music. I mean, looking at the artwork and getting that, you know, intuition from that, the messages from the angels or guides or what have you, really helps me. So if I pull cards, I'm hearing messages from, like, whatever their guides are, which was neat. I think we did that together.
I think that was in one of the classes we did together, but the thing is, I don't, like, the deck that I like to use has just one word on it. Don't really pay much attention to the picture, because it's almost instantaneous, the message I'm getting from the angels as to what that the meaning of that card is for the person I'm reading, whose card I'm reading.
Same here. You know what's interesting? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, the example I gave of being woken up. You know, it comes outside of me, but it's put into my head. You know, it's a it's either a voice, mm-hmm. and that's what it usually is, like a voice. I hear what they're mm-hmm. saying.
I do too. And between the voice, like Annie, she really didn't like show me herself. She's like, "Hey, let's go shopping," and I'm going, "Okay, the dog is taking me shopping." Wow, I'm gonna have to tell Lisa about this. Lisa, your dog is taking me grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And she's telling me things.
That's very cool.
It was wonderful. I mean, I had a great experience because she tells me, "Let's surprise Bridget's dog and get her this." And I'm going, "Okay, Annie, you've got some great ideas."
Does she carry money?
Thanks. That's really... I told her, I said, "Do the math for me while you're at it. You know, help me there, too." I told her, I'm getting better at math. And I told her, "We're going to do really great." And she said, "I'll help you add it up. It's great. You're going to have money coming in, so no worries about anything." I told her, "I love the dog treats. Let's just do it." Well, and Ace is in the corner going, "Did you get carrots too for the wraps? I want one." You know, he loves his carrots, and bless his little heart.
I like carrots too.
He thinks he's so wonderful when he crunches carrots. You know, he's like, "See, I got better because I had carrots. That's why we're all here." You know, I had this great product recommended for me, and he says, "I got a chiropractic adjustment, and I had carrots, so I'm doing real good now." You know, he lets me know he's doing great.
Oh, that is awesome. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And just to let you know some updates, if you're enjoying the program, you can donate to starwaya@hotmail.com for our program. You can donate to WGGM. That's a PayPal address. And if you want to check out our wellness center, it's at 325 East Main Street in Belleville. You can go to stageswellness.net and check us out. That's really fun. There is a cool coffee that you can check out. Also, it has matcha and superfood. You can go to javazen.co, and we're going to take a quick break. If you want to email Marcia for questions, it's marcia.shulman@gmail.com. So we're going to take a quick break, Marcia, and then we're going to get to questions for people. We have some questions in text here, too. But before we go to the break really quick, I'm just going to tell you this. We have Healer Medium in the chat room who says, "Animals are amazing. My cat spoke to me once. Said he has something to tell me. When I asked him what it was, he didn't respond. His name was Chubby. I find that very fascinating." Yeah, so that's a little thing in there with animals. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll take text questions, and it's one question per caller, and you just raise your hand there on the side. If you're calling in the call-in. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to Messages of Light with Amanda and Marcia Shulman. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining me, Marcia, today. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be on.
We're going to take a break, so go get a drink of water, go to the bathroom, and we'll be right back.
Ata Ewakon, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one earth. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Okay, we are back with the WGGM radio. My guest is Marcia Shulman. You can email her at marcia.shulman@gmail.com. I'm going to bring her back on. Welcome back, Marcia.
Thank you.
We're going to take some questions in, we're going to take some questions in chat and questions in the callers, too. I just want to remind everybody, if they want to donate to today's program, you can go to starwaya@hotmail.com and donate at PayPal. And you can check out the coffee at javazen.co. And again, Stages Wellness at stageswellness.net. Okay, we're going to get started. Our first question is from Life of Fairy. They say, hello, I had a voice out to my team leader and three coworkers regarding the name calling and the name calling and a bit of putting me down during the daily meetings daily. They said it wasn't a critique and they are just blunt. The conditions are not great either, and I feel that I will quit this job soon and go back to my temp job. Any messages on this situation, please?
Yes, what I'm getting is that if she has something or he, I don't think you said whether it was male or female. It doesn't matter. But
no, they didn't specify.
Yeah, if the person who wrote that feels that they're not getting any benefit of being there, that it's better for them to move on. Just, you know, let it go and move on. Don't look back either because, you know, it's, what the angels are telling me is that it's not the job is, you know, is their livelihood, but to be constantly degraded and not, you know, being uplifted, then they don't need to be there because it's actually affecting their own inner being, you know, their what they think of themselves by constantly allowing that person to treat them the way they're treating her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a her, may not be. Just, you know.
I feel the same way that they need to let go. Yeah.
Yes. And the thing is also that I'm getting is that they do need to hold on to the job until they get another job. Don't just leave it, walk out, and, you know, not have a source of income. But if they, you know, if they have something else on the side, then they can walk out and leave it at this point and then cultivate finding another job to replace the income, but benefiting them to stay in that position.
Yeah, I feel it's really dragging their energy down and that they need to, you know, get a new job ASAP. They're saying they're going back to their temporary job. I'm feeling that, you know, getting another job, just whatever they want to do, is crucial, and it's very hard on their energy at this time. So definitely don't, you know, break yourself. I agree, Marcia. You know, that's wonderful information. But they definitely need to find a new job because this is really wearing and tearing on their energy. I get cancel, clear, delete. Archangel Michael.
Yes, definitely. They need to move pretty quickly and just, you know, it's the start of a new year. There's no better time to just say, okay, they have to stand up for what's best for them. And, you know, if it means giving a week notice, then give a week. But even though most employers request a 2-week notice, but if the job is being so detrimental to their well-being, you know, their own personal spirit and well-being, then give a week's notice. What I say.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Our next question is from Major Love. They want to know, do you see me getting a new apartment soon? My name is Yvonne.
I am getting a definite yes. That where she's living, it's okay, but it's not in her best interest to continue living there too much longer. Like, you know, maybe at the most another month, 2 months, but, you know, she will find something that she likes a lot and tell her to go by the energy of the place when she starts looking, you know, for another place, because that's going to be really important to her own well-being.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Yeah, she's going to know, you know, she'll feel what the place, she'll feel whether the place is right for her or not. She'll sense it in her own being, and she'll know. She'll know right away. There won't be any questions. So there won't be a, oh, should I or shouldn't I? No, she'll know definitively.
I agree. I feel yes on that, too. I'm totally the same way. That's good.
Great.
So next we have a caller, 573 number. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you all?
Hi. I'm
good.
Doing awesome.
Awesome. I have a question. I would like to know what direction I should be taking and what I'm supposed to be doing with my life.
So are you saying that you are good in the musical field, either singing or something like that? Is that true?
Well, depends who you ask. I like to sing. Do I sing for public? No.
That might be something as a side gig to take on. And, you know, when you're safely entrenched in a position that, you know, will bring you maybe more money initially, that you ought to concentrate as a side gig something in the singing or musical field. I'm getting that deep in your heart that would bring you so much joy that it would supersede, you know, anything else. So, but it started as a side gig to what mm-hmm. will bring in the money initially.
Thank you very much.
You're
That's
welcome.
Interesting. I really feel that she's a frequency practitioner, that she needs to focus on, like, what Lisa does, something with singing bowls, healing, and something with animals. You know, that's what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Marcia?
Yeah, the singing bowls does resonate. I'm not getting so much with the animals, but I am getting definitely
frequency healing. That's what the music
yes.
is. Yeah, tuning boards,
yes.
the singing bowls. Because I'm like seeing Lisa and her. So funny. I'm seeing Lisa and her getting along real well. So
yes.
that's really something to look at. You know, that's awesome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for your show.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Blessings to you. Okay, we're going to go to area code 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hello, ladies. Great to hear both of you
Hi.
Today. Who's William? On the face.
Yes.
Hi, William.
Hello. To my favorite two girls that are on at this moment.
Thank you.
Time, although there is one more in California that she'll probably come on a little bit later if she's awake by now. I'm sure she is. But I know, Amanda, you mentioned her earlier, Siobhan. But,
oh, yes. I love Siobhan.
It's all good. But just mostly just wanted to call in today and say thank you for being here. And what a great need and support that you are for your listeners, and the guidance is amazing. And I wanted to say thank you to both of you, because you helped with the sort of roller coaster ride that I had been on to find the right person. So it's just more of just wanted to call in and say thank you to you both, and keep being amazing, and you know, it's much needed, and grateful for you being back on the air again, Amanda. And,
oh, thank you, William. I really appreciate that. I really love your
sure.
Dog paintings you've been sharing with me and your little helper, the bird. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's Merlin. He's cool.
Merlin. Oh, okay. I love Merlin.
Yeah.
He's very pretty.
So. Yeah, he is very much, and he was trying to help me the other day with the pet portrait that I'm working on, but he kept on wanting to climb down my arm and chew on my watch. I'm like, no, that's not
oh,
the
no.
thing you need to be playing with. You know, get back up on my shoulder. Stop that. But you know, he's a joy for sure, and you know, with being where I'm. Where I am, it's just so peaceful and quiet now. It's just great to be able to understand the angelic realm that.
That's
shared,
wonderful.
With Marcia quite a lot, and it's great to counsel,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great joy that brings me to be able to help others with my gifts that I've been honing in on, you know, day by day. But it's good things, good times. So,
good.
But, I do have a vision for you, Amanda, for the one piece that I want to do for you. So we'll talk about that later. But it's in
you're
my head.
So sweet. Thank you. I'm honored.
Visions these days of not just helping others, but when I'm talking counseling, I get visions that
mm-hmm.
you get to see, and along with the angels. Although I the greatest honor I'd have to say this past. Last year was that I actually got to, Marcia knows about it, that I actually got to walk with an angel for a while.
Wow, that's amazing.
One of the greatest gifts I've received yet, I'd say.
That is awesome.
I don't want to keep you. I know you have a lot of callers waiting in the queue, and just wanted to
Yes, William, there's a lot of callers in here. Thank you.
Thank you for being there, and keep on being amazing. And I'll,
thanks,
if you want to
William,
keep me in the queue
too.
So I can listen. Thank you. Beautiful day.
Will do. You're in the queue. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Blessings.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is 562. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. My question is, I'm looking to move. Do you see me moving soon? If so, when?
I'm getting that it'll take about 3 months before you, you know, finalize a move, pick it out, and find a place in your price range that energy-wise calls to you as well. And so there, what the angels are telling me to pass on is not to jump at the first thing that you see. And even if it may not be available when you finally make a decision, it's probably not the best place for you, and that you'll find in your search, you'll find something, and you'll know in the moment when you first walk in that this is my home. This is where I want to be. Feel the energy. Do you receive any information about energy through energy in your life? I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? Feeling the energy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so have you ever made a decision and just knew that it was the right decision?
Yeah.
And you don't. Well, that's the feeling you'll get. It's you'll feel that it's the right place for you.
Okay.
And
yeah, I feel that too.
Your inner knowing speaking to you.
Okay.
And trust yourself. Just trust yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, the deer comes up around you, which means what Marcia is saying about trusting yourself and trusting the decisions that you make. And yes, I do see you moving. I'm sorry, Marcia, didn't mean to cut you off there.
No. You're saying basically what I wanted to say. Yeah, I think that sometimes you're very timid and you don't want to. You don't want to let your desires be known, but you know what you want. You just sometimes push it aside, not realizing that you're doing that. So when you find a place and immediately feel good, you know, feel good when you walk in, then you'll know that's the place for you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're going to be actually happy because you sit on a decision until you get your answers, like you sit there and you listen to, you know, guidance. You're kind of quiet to yourself and really listen to yourself because you're going to find out what you need, and I do see you moving and being very happy. So things will start flowing much easier once you move, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Blessings to you. All right, Marcia, our next caller is area code 267. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, this is Jessica. I called last week. I was asking you about that that eye supplement. I don't know if you found out what that one was called.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Give me 1 second, and I'll tell you. I'm glad you called back in.
Yeah, I don't know how to get in touch with you otherwise.
All right. Well, I will put that out there. Just give me – okay, let's see. Give me 1 second. I've got the guy up here, and I will tell you exactly what he says. iRenew is the name of it. Look it up, Professional Formulas iRenew. And it's a herbal supplement. Go ahead.
I think you gave me that one before. Is that that's
okay? I didn't know the name of it. Yes, it's an herbal supplement that you can get to heal your eyes and make them better. My vision is so much better since I've taken it. It's really amazing. Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, thank you. So also related to last week, we were talking about like all these visions that all of us were having about me being on this like huge property and how I was going to like make it into a magical place. So it ends up that I am actually not going to be renewing the lease. The guy like raised the price and like it's just not right anymore. So I was wondering as far as I must have been tapping into another dimension, and I guess you guys were also like tapping into another dimension as far as like how I'm just going to kind of fix up this place and then possibly buy it and like all these things. And I'm just wondering, how do we stop seeing the world like that? Because of course it like gets disappointing. I mean, I'm happy to move on. I have to go now find another place, which, you know, there's like a little bit of nervousness around that. But how do we not go into these other dimensions of like what we're, you know, like I think you understand the question of like creating this other world that then doesn't even happen in this 3D.
So what do you think, Marsha, on that?
Well, her question's very similar to the previous caller, and that is that oftentimes when we look at new places, there are certain elements of the place we look at that we like, and we decide, you know, sometimes wrongly that, oh, that's perfect, you know, and move, you know, decide to take the place and move in, and then find out that really it's not the best place for us. I am not getting the sense that that you'd be settling, you know, for that place. But I think that there is another place. I'm getting that there's another place that you'd be a lot happier in, and that I'm getting a sense of water nearby, like it being either, you know, near a small body of water that would be very beneficial in cleansing the air around, you know, around the building where the apartment or the home is. But you do need to move, and you need to move relatively quickly, you know, as soon as you possibly can, because I'm getting that where you are now is very toxic, both mentally and physically.
It is. I am moving in the next couple of weeks. I have to find a place, so I put that out to the universe. And that's where, like, the sort of a little bit of the anxiety comes into play, because I've been moving very quickly this whole past, like, almost a year, 9 months. I've been moving around a lot.
Right.
Seek
out a place that's close to nature, where there's a lot of trees, a lot of beauty, because that's going to play an important part in your being happy there. Like being in a tall building is not going to be beneficial for you.
Yeah, I definitely don't want that. That's why, like, so I am looking for, I'm actually by a body of water now. There's a pond that I live right outside, like it's right on the property, like just a couple feet away from me. And it is a toxic environment, like a property here, like the guy. But that's where I get like a little nervous, because it's like, okay, we got to pull this together quickly, and I need a house, and I need it to be affordable, and, you know, all these different elements, there's not much listed. You know, I mean, I found this place very magically.
Yes, what it's funny, because what I was getting when you were talking was that you'll find out about a place through word of mouth. It won't be advertise, but just basically you're going to have to spread the word and speak to as many people as possible, letting them know that you're looking for another place and what you envision the place to, the surroundings and all this. You're going to find somebody that knows of a place and will say, oh, you know, my friend was telling me she has an opening coming up, or there's a property that sounds perfect for you. It's going to be through your actually communicating your desire to as many people as possible. It's going to be a numbers game.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I started doing. The thing about the other tapping into another dimension is that what I'm saying is, like, me as well as Amanda and the other intuitive, I think her name was like Rev B or something like that.
Reverend B? Yeah, she owns the show.
We all had the same similar type of visions of me actually planting here and like building it out into a, that's what I'm saying. It's like you get these visions for certain places, but then they don't end up happening.
Well, what I'm being told by your, I see Archangel Gabriel around you, and what he's telling me is that you're going to manifest a new place where you're going to be, and you're going to create the things that you want to create and plan in this new place. It's like you need a new beginning, he's saying. And he says that this is going to happen fairly fast, and it's by word of mouth. So that's kind of like what I'm getting from Marcia, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's really what has to happen. So, yes, we're all affirming it again. So there, I was like, my guys were saying this morning, it's just a preview. You had a preview of what you're going to get. So now just focus.
That makes sense.
You know what just came to me? Just one last word. You know, a lot of times grocery stores have bulletin boards, and I wouldn't want to put your, I wouldn't put your phone number, but maybe, I don't know how this would work, but somehow a number, a temporary number that would then forward to your number, and they wouldn't know what your actual number is. But just put a little card up looking for and describe what you're looking for to every detail possible, down to every detail possible, and see what comes of that. And talk to as many people as you can about what you're looking for. It'll show up, will show up for you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'll do that. I'm actually putting together some stuff to go to the grocery store. So there we go.
Okay, great.
I'll be there. Great. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey,
I'm getting, wait a second, 267. I've got some advice for you from a medicine woman. My medicine woman in Springfield says to tell you, drive around in places you like and put it out to spirit. They will help you find your spot. Okay?
You know,
she wants you to do that too.
Yes. I have been doing that with this land because I walk around on the land and I talk to the fairies and the tree spirits, and I say,
me too.
You guys
good.
Help me find. Yes. I love that.
That's wonderful.
That. I was like, no, I want to start building out on the land. I tell them all. You know, oh, I love that. Yes, thank you, thank you. Thank you, medicine woman.
I did. Her name is Ann Beard. She's coming on February 6th. So tune in February 6th and you'll hear her.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is area code 604. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, ladies. So I have one question. So what I'm going to focus on is asking on my son being healthy and sober. He'd had a serious couple of incidents going on. So I'm just praying that he's learned his lesson and he will choose sobriety moving forward, like immediately, ideally, and that he stays out of trouble.
Yeah, I'm getting that it is what the end result will be, but he hasn't quite accepted that that's in his best interest. And so what they're telling me is that you're going to have to continue being really strong and watchful. Yeah, vigilant. watchful over him to make sure that he doesn't make bad choices, for a while. But he will come to see that it's in his best interest not to drink.
And substances.
Substance abuse, yeah. And one of the things that is going to be hard is, I don't know how old he is and how independent your son is, but you may not know everything that's going on in his life and who he associates with. So does your son live with you?
Sort of, yes. Yes, he does. And I've been away because I've got a family situation going on, so I'm away. But, yeah, there was a fairly – I'm aware that he's got some really shady people that he has connected with, and I'm – I don't know what the right word is for it. I'm very quick to point out being healthy, and I call them out on it when I see it and when it happens.
Right.
And I always do. I'm not very good at keeping elephants in a room.
Good.
Yeah,
but is there any chance that you'd be able to get back home, you know, in the near future so that you can actually be there?
I'm trained, so I need to find someone to take care of my dad. It's, my mom passed away, so I'm in a really hard spot because he won't come. He won't leave here.
Yeah.
So, I'm in a really hard spot. I may just have to pay
Charlena, I see him getting himself together and learning his lessons and healing here. And I'm really seeing your daughter coming around. It's coming up in the future here, according to your angels.
Would he come up here? Would my son come up here, do you think, as well?
I'm getting that he will.
I'm getting a yes. Yeah.
Yeah. If you make it enticing enough, and I don't know what he would respond to, but you know him better than probably anyone else, and, you know, make it worth his while. I'm not saying paying him off because that sets a bad precedent, but just knowing what he likes and what he's attracted to, what, you know, really fires him up and gets him excited about things, try to, you know, include that in your enticement.
Okay. Is it going to get worse? Like, has he climaxed on things happening? Like, is there going to be more?
I'm getting no.
I got no too.
Yeah.
No on climaxing, like there's still going to be more, or no,
there's not going to be any more. I mean, that's directly, that's, sorry to interrupt you. It's like your angels are just talking, like telling you, no, there's not going to be any more. There's going to be zero.
And, you know, part of it is he wants you in his life. And so if you make a really good case for him coming to where you are and taking care of your dad, is it, you said?
Yeah, my dad.
You know, like he's, make it so that it occurs to him that he's needed there, that your father needs him there.
Okay.
And not that you're bringing him there because it'll benefit him, but benefit your son, but that it'll benefit your dad.
Right.
Because everybody wants to be needed, you know. There's that element of, wanting to do good. And he, as you said, just is has gotten in with the wrong element.
Yes, well, and sadly, you know, he is an adult. He's made these choices. Unfortunately, he has a brain injury, and he's got a lot of really crappy people around him, and they take advantage of things. And, to say it's concerning is an understatement, but he, at the end of the day, is the one who has to choose being healthy.
Right. We will send him some healing energy, too, and see how that goes. It's going to go really good.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, before you actually talk with him, connect with your own, whatever spirit guide or angel or whatever you derive power and support from, appeal to them to intervene so that he sees that he's needed, you know, that what you're speaking is not just a ploy to get him to be with you and to leave what he's, you know, getting support from now, but that he's really needed for your dad's sake. And that'll appeal to his wanting, you know, because there's love there. He may not show it, but there is love there, and he'll want to be of support to his grandfather.
Okay, yeah, I know he loves it. Like my children all love their grandfather a lot. He's something. Okay. There's probably going to be criminal charges pressed. Is that true?
Yeah, but there's going to be some clemency shown.
I'm
getting a strong yes that's true. Yeah.
Okay. So, well, and ideally he just chooses sobriety and lives healthier, you know?
Yeah.
Ideally.
Yeah.
That's the best thing.
And with him with you at your father's, it'll be a lot easier to be, you know, the primary one in his life and also your dad to some extent will be able to win him over too.
Most people don't realize the addiction with what's gone on with him. I mean, his friends probably do, but I call it out when I see it.
Right.
And he knows that. And unfortunately, the woman that he's been involved with, she's unfortunately as bad or as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not a good influence.
No, and it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
He just about killed her yesterday or this morning.
Oh, jeez.
Which is
well, awful. We'll definitely send out lots of healing to you and lots of prayers.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. To say I'm scared is such an understatement. I just want him making healthy, wise choices and getting away from the bad people.
Right.
That's what we all
safe.
Want is healthy choices. Yeah.
But that's the main thing. You need to get him out of his current environment and bring him where you are.
Yeah. Do you think he'll
come?
Absolutely. Do you? Okay.
We didn't say he will come. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
If you make it not about you or not about him, but that his grandfather needs him.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. We'll be sending lots of healing and lots of light. We've got some more callers that are patiently waiting.
Thank
you for
much,
calling
darling.
In.
Thank you for your input.
You're welcome.
Okay, blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our next caller is area code 304. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
I'm great. My name is Ruth. Hi, Marcia. And my question is... I just got involved in a brand new romantic relationship this year, 2023. His name is Bernard, and I'm just wondering how you feel about whether it's a
lasting relationship or not.
Yeah, I'm getting that it definitely is that, you know, the word soulmate is bantied around a lot, but he's actually very, you're well suited each other, and I don't know what age group you're in, but you know, we all, as we age, have, you know, quirks about us. Some are good, some are, you know, and help us in our lives, and some are, you know, not so great. But what I'm getting is that if the person is going to be a good person for you, that you will enhance each other's lives. And that, he's a good person for you.
Great, thank you. So it'll last a while?
Yes.
I didn't see it lasting a while. I got yes, too. Yeah.
I'm not saying you're going to end up getting married or anything like that, but it's going to be end up being a committed relationship.
Thanks. And I wanted to suggest to the lady that's looking for a place to relocate her business, you can get a Google phone number, and it is a whole phone number that you attach to your phone. And if you want to buy, sell something, and you don't want your own phone number out there, you can always go get a Google phone number.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a good idea. Thank you for the suggestion. You know, I'll be looking forward to you coming on in March, Ruth. That's going to be wonderful.
All right. Thank you for the show. I'm glad you're back, Amanda.
Thank you, Ruth. I'm really glad to be back, and it'll be an honor to have you on because you taught me about my gifts at a young age, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks.
Yeah, Ruth's the manifesting coach. So thank you, Ruth. You have a great day. Blessings.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is 520. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Oh, hi. God, I'm so glad I got in. This is Lisa from Arizona. And
hi.
I just wanted to ask you, my neighbor lives right to me. We're in a duplex. And I wanted to ask you, do you think he and I will start a romantic relationship?
I'm getting no, unfortunately. I hesitate to use this expression, but you know the saying, you don't shit where you eat. Excuse my language, but that's what I'm getting, that if you weren't next door neighbors, you'd probably, you know, if you just met when you were out somewhere, you would get along really well. But he has that fear of if he were to start a relation, you know, he is attracted to you, but that if you were to start a relationship and it goes sour, that, you know, he'll be seeing you all the time anyway, living next door, and he just doesn't want that.
Yeah. I'm seeing a better person. I see a better person coming along that's going to meet you, that's going to be the right person, that's going to be better than the person you were currently, the next door neighbor. They're a lot more than what you think, and they're going to be better for you coming in.
Yes, as you were saying that, I'm hearing yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what Archangel Michael says. I mean, just coming out of nowhere, I'm like getting, yeah, that's what it is. You know, it's not the next door neighbor. It's not supposed to be.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I so appreciate your insight, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too.
All right, bye-bye. Our next caller is area code 415. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you? 415. Well, I don't think she's there. She's going to have to call back in again because she's not talking to us. That's Siobhan. So, Siobhan, I'm going to try again. Are you here with us, Siobhan? Well, Marsha, I don't think she's here. I think she's going to have to call back. All right. Are you here, Marsha? Let's see. We're having tech issues again. There's Marsha. Okay. Hey, Marsha. I see you.
Hi.
Okay. I don't know what's up with Siobhan. You know, she's not responding. She has her hand up. So hopefully we'll give her a few minutes here and see if she calls back.
Okay. So is there anyone else that you want to take?
She was the last caller. Is there anything else you want to talk about? And we'll see if she calls back here in a second. Because the switchboard was being funky for some reason. So maybe she'll call back here in a minute.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you have any messages for me?
Oh, I do, Marsha. I think your writing's going to be wonderful. And I see you getting your book out, and I see you making your dreams come true. We may have a guy calling in. He might be interested in having a question. He can let me know in text if he wants to have us take his call. He just let me know he called in, but I'm not sure if he wants us to take his call or, you know, what the deal is.
Right.
So he can tell me he wants us to take his call or, you know, whatever he'd like to do. I'm just going to kind of wait and see if he talks to me and tells me, yes, I want you to take my call. But, yes, I do see your book coming out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I need to start focusing more on just getting it done. Procrastinator at times. And, you know, other things crop up and, you know, a lot of friends are in town or are here for the winter. And sometimes my day just evaporate. I mean, I get up, I eat some breakfast, I walk, and before I know it, the day's over. And I don't.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put Siobhan on the spot. We're going to call her back.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, Siobhan. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Marsha. How are you? Nice to hear from you. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hi, Siobhan. How are you?
In between sleep and awake.
You weren't answering. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the air, so we're here and you're on.
Congratulations, everybody, to be back. Marsha, how are things
going? Thank
you.
Oh, they're going great. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show that I had surgery earlier in October, and I'm just feel so great, really. I started walking.
There you go. Oh, great. Fantastic.
That's wonderful.
Finally. Yeah. Yep, I'm glad to hear that. So, Marsha, I have a caregiving job for my father, which is still here, and at night he stays awake. So I stay awake.
Okay.
So right after this show, I'll take a nap. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't meant to be that way. I have other people helping me, but you know, like people learn, you know, like your parents took care of you, and then you have the opportunity to take care of your parent. And it doesn't, it's like being with a baby. There's no sleep schedule. There's no anything. You know, a lot of times when you're,
even a year or two ago when we were talking every once in a while, it was the same situation. And you are an angel to be his for, honestly.
Oh, thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. It's funny. I was just thinking it's kind of a check out of reality
when you're a caregiver, and people don't. There are people who will tell you, I will never take care of my parent. I cannot do it. They'll tell you straight to your face, it's not something I can do. And they know they can't do it. They just don't have the capacity. And if I knew what it took originally, I'd be like, oh, I need to shore up some personnel now for the next 5 or 10 years, you know, because it's tough. And you always want them to know, I'm here to help give you the best care. But as you see, a lot of caregivers, they're either made for it or they're not. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I go, oh my God, who's better? Who looks better today, my dad or myself?
Oh my God.
I'm like, because you're so tired, you're all, I just checked out. I'm on constant caregiving, you know, and you have to take time for yourself.
Has your brother come around to supporting you in this? Because I remember a couple of years ago that.
No, I mean, I love my family, but no. And that's okay. They're where they are, you know. If I could write a book, like I remember looking for a book when it came to this point 2 years ago, and nobody had a book. And anybody who says they do, they don't. I've looked, you know.
I know.
A lot of the books are like, they're like, okay, you're at that caregiving point. Now what? And I'm all, I don't know. What do you do? So
you know,
if I could write a book and put it all together.
Siobhan, you are strong. You have a lot of experience as a healer and caregiver and reader, too. You've got lots of experience, and you're doing great. You know, you're helping your dad, and the siblings just don't see that. And you're right. You need to write, like, a step-by-step book on how to do this, you know, but you're strong enough to handle anything.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's situation is different. Yeah, I told Amanda, I remember my days of healing and doing it through massage and our actual healing, and I'm so far from it, but then I think every time I go to his room, you know, for 15, 20 minutes when I'm in there, I'll sit down and heal him, and you just realize, oh, you're healing. You're just in a different capacity and not a capacity you ever thought you'd be in, right? Yeah.
Right.
And that's, and it's just for experience, I guess. I tell people, I go, yeah, I'm not healing you every day, or I'm not healing you as a client once a month, you know, but I am healing somebody else, right?
Right.
Yeah, or helping them heal themselves. I always believe as a healer, you're a witness. People tell me, oh, no, you do the healing. No, I don't. No, the person who is in the healing is doing their healing, their higher self, you know,
right,
their soul, and is making their body physically heal. So, yeah. And I get to witness it. Or I get to help turn it on. They get to do the rest.
Right.
That's what I say. Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, I just want to recognize you, Siobhan, and recognize Marcia, too, and a couple of other listeners that have been there. You know, they know who they are. I really appreciate all of you being there you know, being in my life, too.
Yeah.
I really do.
So, Marcia, now do you feel, you had it in October, November, December, January. So do you feel like a new person, or are you still coming back from that operation?
No, great. I feel like a new person. To be honest, 2 weeks after surgery, I had an appointment with, I don't know if you heard this, but I had an appointment with my allergist. And he said, and my allergies were doing great. I'm totally off shots. I'm off medicine. I'm doing great allergy-wise. And I said, but I feel so tired. You know, I don't have any energy after after the surgery. And he said, what I recommend is that you need to start exercising. And I said, I don't want to go to a gym. He said, just walk. And that's what started me. That very afternoon, I went out. And since I hadn't walked since last spring, because I think last spring I was walking, I just 15 minutes the first day, 30 minutes the second day. Then I did jump to an hour. And then I even, you know, I was at an hour for quite some time, and then I decided at the end of an hour, oh, I still feel like I got more energy in me, so I went for an hour and a half. And the most that walked is like an hour and 40 minutes the other day. But I love it. It is what I look forward to so much.
That's amazing.
And the only thing that I think in all this time since the beginning of October that I haven't gone to walk is maybe 2 days, three at the most, and that's because it was raining or nasty out, and I don't like in the rain. But otherwise, that is an integral part of my everyday.
That's amazing. Uh-oh, I hear music. Are you going for a commercial break?
No, it's okay. It's okay. We had a commercial break already. We just have another caller that had called in.
Okay.
Joanna,
well,
I really appreciate you.
Welcome back, and I'm glad you're doing well, Marcia. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you take care. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Javon. Blessings. Okay, our last caller is area code 636. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. My name is Joseph, and I had a few questions for you guys today, if that's okay. So my first question is, I've recently been in my life, and it's been very aligned through spirit. I recently am doing sound healing for my community. I'm just curious what you guys might see, where this might be leading me in my life, and maybe what you see in this aspect of my life, where it might lead me.
I'm definitely getting that you are a healer, and that the sound healing is just one modality that you would be successful in using having that as a practice in which you charge people to do the healing, and that it's one of several modalities that you would be really good at. So what they're telling me to tell you is to just maybe sample a few other modalities that appeal to you, or that you may have thought, oh, I wonder what that would be like, and see if it aligns with, you know, who you are and with your sound healing work as well.
Okay.
But I definitely see that you're really talented in the area of sound healing. Yeah,
I feel like you're going to do something with channeling and something with flute playing. There's going to be other things that you focus your life on, focus your career on, because you're going to be really good. I feel like an opportunity is going to come to you that's really big also.
Yes, I see that.
Thank you, Marcia.
Yes, seeing signs that you'll start seeing signs of direction that call out to you that would indicate, you know, what else to add to your repertoire, you know, what other kind of healing to do.
Okay.
Healing.
Thank you.
And I love that you're trained by Lisa. You know, it's very, you know, inspiring, and it's very fun to see that Lisa trained you as a sound practitioner. He's a sound healing practitioner trained by Lisa, Marcia.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. So I definitely see a lot of good opportunities coming your way, and a lot of things that are just going to be big and wonderful for you. You're going to get big signs. Go ahead, Marcia. Go ahead.
Is the use of tuning forks. That's something that you might look into. It's a, you know, to get the whole line of tuning forks is a big investment. But if you start with, I think there's one main one that start with, and then gradually, you know, add to your collection if you want. You don't necessarily need all of them, but the one main one would be a good start.
Okay, and that's something I did get intuition for, and there is a practitioner here in St. Louis that does offer tuning forks, and I was just being drawn to learn that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that definitely resonates with me. Another question I had was, I've had in my life some remarkable experiences happen to me, and one of those experiences is working with my cellular structure or my cells using my consciousness. Mm-hmm. So without going too far into the experience, do you see me teaching people how to connect their cells or their cellular structure using their consciousness at all in the future?
Yes, I do see that. And I see that you're very good at teaching, that you, the way you speak, the way you would convey your instructions, you'd be good at giving classes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to teach people how to rebuild their cells, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I got one last question.
Well, let me
just recently... Okay, sure,
before
yeah,
sure. You ask, you're very gifted. You are exceptionally gifted. So don't let your gifts go to waste is what the message I'm getting.
Okay.
I will not.
Okay, so do you have anything else on that topic?
Nope, that's the message I was receiving for you.
Okay, so I have one last question.
Okay.
I went through a dry spell as a conscious man in this community of not having a romantic partner and really waiting for the right partner in my life to show up for me and someone I could connect with. So I recently had a romantic partner. And I just felt my spirit and this feeling inside of me telling me to kind of disconnect from this partner. And I'm just wondering if I made the right decision to disconnect from her.
I'm getting, yes, that she was not aligned with your purpose and with what you want to do with your life. And rather than contributing to your success or your, being aligned with what you want to do, there'd be friction there and that it just would not, there'd be a lot of conflict.
Okay.
And you're better off, visualize separating peacefully.
Okay, yeah. It's been actually a really very nice disconnect between us. We're both very mature. We're still supporting each other. But my ego still pops in and wondering if I made the right decision. But my spirit, my heart tells me, yes, I did.
Yes, you
did. And I have one more thing that kind of extends on that. I would like to know if you have any insight or intuition of if I might meet someone who might be a better suit for my energy or more aligned with my vision or, here in the near future.
I'm getting definitely yes. But they're saying that you need to put yourself out there and, make a conscious effort to be where you might meet someone who's aligned with, what you do and your way of life. Nobody's going to come knocking on your door, so to speak. So you need to start maybe more with others in the community where you live. And you don't even have to necessarily you don't have to gung-ho jump in, but things that appeal to you, participate in those activities, and you'll meet someone who is aligned and likes the same things or similar activities that you do. And so it'll be an organically orchestrated meeting. It's just going to happen, basically. And you'll meet someone that really is aligned with who you are and this person, she would be aligned with you.
Okay. I do feel that as well. And I do feel like I need to get out there. And I do. Like, I run many events in St. Louis for sound and do feel like I am getting, I need to go out and enjoy events and other things that I'm drawn to so I can meet like-minded people with the same energy.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what you should do.
Do you do any, you know, just dancing, not necessarily ballroom dancing, but something, you know, do you ever go to a dance?
No, but I was invited to dance recently, which is funny.
Yeah. I personally love to dance, and there are times in my
life that I actually,
you know, dance. Gone to classes and actually dance, but that's really an awesome way to meet someone on a casual basis. And if you're drawn to, you know, whatever kind of dancing, you know, country dancing, ballroom dancing, whatever the kind you like to be involved in is what you should follow your intuition, but you'll meet someone that shares the same interest in dancing, and you know, you'll form connections. The connections may not necessarily immediately show up as somebody you want to spend more time with or, you know, be a partner with, but you'll at least have some shared interest, and you can build on that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, I appreciate you. And something else just popped up. Is it okay if I ask one more question? I don't want to, if there's anyone else on the line.
You can ask, yeah. We're going to definitely take donations for our program if anybody's interested. The timer just went off. But yeah, Jessica, you can ask another question. I just want to promote the email address. You can go to PayPal at starwaya.com and donate to the show if you like what you're listening to. Go ahead, Jessica, ask
Absolutely.
Your question.
So in June, I'm going to a Cryon event, which is a channeler, if you're familiar with Cryon. It's in Sedona, Arizona, and I was just curious if maybe I might meet someone there that might be like-minded, or I just feel like something big is going to happen for me. I'm crying right now, but I feel like something big is going to happen to me at that event, and I just don't know what it is, but I have this feeling inside of my heart.
Yes, I'm getting that is exactly right, that that is the trip that you have to make, and you will make a strong connection there, and that the woman would likely been thinking about wanting to relocate, and that, you know, you would, if you start a relationship, she might to where you are, so you wouldn't need to relocate.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much for your time and your insight and your intuition and everything that was brought to you. So I appreciate all of you so much.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate you, too.
My name is Joseph Meyer.
Joseph. I remember you called him, it's been a while, but the last time or one of the last times I was on the show, I remember you.
I don't think I did, but maybe you remember my energy.
Oh, maybe.
Could be. That's interesting. Joseph, thanks for supporting the radio. We really appreciate it, and thank you for listening.
Absolutely, and I'll be sure to definitely give you guys a donation. I appreciate both of your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
You have a great
have a beautiful day.
Blessings.
You
okay.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Marcia Shulman. You can email her at marcia.shulman@gmail.com. Thank you, Marcia, for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on your Kent program of this iteration. Yes, this timing. I love
it. Yeah, I appreciate it. And Siobhan, thank you for your support, and Ruth and everybody else. We'll be back next week at same time, 11 a.m. Central, with Andrea Marshall from Stages of Wellness. She's going to be on taking callers, and we're going to share lots of neat topics. So we're going to have
to find once more our place in the web of life.